Hi, and welcome to your pre-Christmas gutter. 19 days till the window slams open, and here joining me to build excitement, to anticipate the things that Liverpool may or may not do, the presents Liverpool may or may not bring to us in red supporting land this Christmas, are Fuad, are John, and Mo. Ash is filming us, so we'll keep our clothes on. So 19 days to go till Jan 1st at the time of recording. Now, I think, Fu, that Joel Matip, unfortunately, has thrown a spanner in works and reorientated our ambitions this coming January. Very, very sadly. And I'm more than quietly gutted by the fact that we may not see Joel Matip play football for Liverpool again. I actually really pray to God we do. I don't like to get sentimental about players as they near the end of their careers. I usually just want them out the door and the new guy in. But I'd like to take a moment for Joel, because I think it's sadder because he was having such a renaissance, really. And in practical terms, we are now missing a really good player as opposed to a player we thought we would hardly really use this season. So he now needs, we needed a centre-half arguably before the season started. Now we defo need one.
Totally. Going into the season, I thought he'd be, you know, possibly our fourth choice centre-half, maybe. Maybe Joe Gomez would have got minutes ahead of him, just purely sort of based on nothing, just sort of the form and where I saw everything kind of lying. But yeah, as you say, he's really sort of crept up in the manager's thinking and you know, almost been, one of the first names. He has. And you know, you get selected for that City game for good reason. It's completely vindicated. And, you know, that's essentially your biggest game or your biggest, toughest opponent of the season. And he plays in that and plays really well. And I think the skill set he offers and what he still has got to offer or had to offer is quite unique. I don't think we have other centre-halves who've quite got that level of sort of assurance on the ball the way he did that City game. I thought he was our most courageous player for large parts of it, especially early on when we were finding our feet and things like that. And it suddenly now feels like this huge, huge miss matched with the idea of where Liverpool are, what Liverpool are challenging for. You know, it,